Isn't that great news that God forgives us? That's awesome news. You know what else is awesome news? When the kids come forward during worship. So, come on down. Anybody this tall, younger, older? Short adults are welcome. Don't worry, the buses will wait. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good.
All right. Go Redskins. Who are you? I told Mariah that's my hometown team. I was raised in Maryland in D.C. area, and so go Redskins. But I've been converted to an Eagles fan, so don't be mad at me. Just be mad at her. Good morning. Good morning. That was a long walk, wasn't it? Hey, can't find my phone. Oh my gosh, what would I do? You have your phone? You know, when I lose my phone and misplace my phone, there's a really, really cool app on my watch. Yeah, you figure this, right, for Pastor Kevin? See, I just do this. See on my watch? And I push that little button there. See the picture of the phone? Would you push that for me? I hear something.
Up there.
Uh-oh, it's up here. Oh, and here it is. Oh, my, I'm saved. This is so good. You know, so when I misplace my phone or computer, or sometimes we can attach electronic devices, little tracker things, to, you know, a favorite suitcase or maybe a musical instrument, perhaps your bag or a special camera. We could do that, and when they're misplaced, we could just push a button on our phone and it will beep or show us on a map actually where it's located. So missing a device like this, you don't really need a lost and found, because you could kind of find it yourself. You know, it's more difficult with pets. Have you ever lost a pet?
No.
Well, don't do it. That's the recommendation here today. All right, just don't. Do you have any pets? Do you have a pet at home?
Yes. Two.
Two pets?
Yes.
Dog, cat?
Dog.
Squirrel, hamster?
Dog.
Bear?
Dog.
Dogs. Okay, both dogs. Millie, do you have a pet?
No.
Oh, do you want one? I know who you can talk to. It's right up here. Sorry. Anybody here have pets? Yeah, what do you have?
A dog, two cats, and a fish.
A dog, two cats, and a fish. What's the fish's name?
I don't know. I have one.
All right, so that's the job today. You name your fish. Respect all animals, okay? Even if they're in the water and probably can't hear you. All right, so what are your dog's names?
My dog's name is Sadie.
Sadie? Nice. And Mariah, what's your dog's name?
Jackson Cheyenne.
Jackson Cheyenne. That's really great. So wouldn't it be awful, though, if you misplaced your dog?
No.
Or your fish?
No.
Or it would be totally awful. Like, if you walked in your room and the fish was missing. Like, what would you do? You can't put one of those devices, you know, on your phone and say, please find Finn. Finn, where are you? You can't do it. So what would you do in order to find maybe a missing dog or a cat? What do you do?
Buy a collar that has a name on it.
Buy a collar with a name on it. It's an excellent idea. X, what do we do? Put a tracker on them. Yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. Yeah, you could do that. Some pets today, especially dogs, you could put a little tracker under their skin, just underneath their fur line, and the veterinarian or a law enforcement can help locate a pet if it's lost or stolen. But define something. The reason we don't want to lose things is because they're valuable to us, and that's the same reason why if you lose something, tell you what, if you lost your dog, would you wait a week, 2, 3 weeks, a month to go look for it?
No.
A year?
No.
No. Well, how long would you wait?
2 minutes.
No time is right. That's right. You don't wait any time at all. And so today, I want you to remember that there are things in our life, just things like phones and things that aren't really so important, that you can lose, you can find. But you know what the most important thing in our life that we don't ever want to lose? And that's the friendships that we have in our homes with our moms, our dads, our great-grandparents, our grandparents, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors and friends at school. These are things we don't want to lose. And the way you do that, you can't put trackers on your friends. You know, that's not a good idea. And you don't put posters up, lost and found, I can't find my friend. You can't do that. But you can be a good friend. And we could pay attention to the people in our life. You know what it says about Jesus? Jesus came to find us. Have you ever felt lost?
No.
Not knowing what to do?
No.
Well, that's good. You should really thank God for that. Because wherever we are, even if we're feeling a little lost, even if we're feeling a little misdirected or nobody's paying attention, we can always know that God loves us. He knows your name and loves you and will never, ever leave you alone. That God always knows where we are, and He's invited us to care about other people too. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for these special kids today. We thank you for their families, their friends, their neighbors, their schoolmates. Lord, we thank you for the people in their lives that are so special to them. Keep them close. Keep them safe. And Lord, thank you that you never let us get lost, that you always know where we are and always welcome us with open arms. May these children feel your love today and during this week as they become that kind of friend for others too, paying attention to those around them. Thank you for coming to seek and to find us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today and helping me find my phone.